This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel's military carried out an airstrike Thursday on a UN school in central Gaza, where Palestinian health officials said at least 27 people were killed. The Israel Defense Forces says Hamas fighters were using the school as shelter and directed terror from the site. The Hamas media office rejected Israel's statement, saying Israeli forces had carried out a brutal crime against displaced people. The strike came after the military said it was launching new air and ground operations in central Gaza. Top aides for U.S. President Joe Biden are in the Middle East to push for a three-phase Gaza ceasefire plan that the president announced last week as the latest offer from the Israeli War Cabinet. Administration officials confirmed to VOA that CIA Director Bill Burns arrived in Doha Tuesday, while Brett McGurk, Biden's top Middle East advisor, arrived in Cairo Wednesday. The deal would see an initial six-week pause of fighting and secure the release of some hostages held by Hamas and some Palestinians detained in Israeli jails. A permanent ceasefire would follow in exchange for the release of all hostages and the reconstruction of Gaza, but neither party appears close to agreement. Meanwhile, agencies with the United Nations are warning over 1 million Palestinians in the Gaza Strip could experience the highest level of starvation by the middle of next month if hostilities continue. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The World Food Programme and the Food and Agriculture Organization say in a joint report hunger's worsening because of heavy restrictions on humanitarian access and the collapse of the local food system because of the nearly eight-month war. On Tuesday, a separate group of experts said it's possible that famine is underway in northern Gaza, but that the war and restrictions on humanitarian access have impeded the data collection to prove it. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. The UN Children's Agency says more than one in four children under the age of five live in severe food poverty around the world. A new UNICEF report published late Wednesday says 440 million children under the age of five living in about 100 low- and middle-income countries are living in food poverty. Out of that number, 181 million are experiencing severe food poverty, meaning they eat no more than two out of eight essential food groups. UNICEF says children living with extremely poor diets are more likely to experience wasting, a life-threatening form of malnutrition. The agency recommends that young children eat foods daily from five of eight main groups, including grains, nuts, and seeds, meat, poultry, and fish, as well as eggs and fruits and vegetables rich in vitamin A. Australia's Foreign Minister Penny Wong said on Thursday Canberra wanted deeper ties with its Pacific neighbor Solomon Islands. Wong made the remarks at the meeting with new Prime Minister Jeremiah Manelli in the capital, Honiara.
What we want is a region, Pacific Islands region, that is peaceful, stable, and prosperous. We want a Pacific Island region where all of us can make our own decisions, can exercise our sovereignty without fear, and where we can all grow and live together peacefully.
A security pact struck with China in 2022 by the previous pro-Beijing leader Manasa Sogavari alarmed Canberra and Washington amid concern over China's naval ambitions in the region. The Solomon Islands is strategically located 1,600 kilometers northeast of Australia. In sports, the Boston Celtics begin their quest for their franchise's 18th NBA title when they host the Dallas Mavericks Thursday in the first game of their championship series. Here's AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
They call it Celtic Pride, a franchise with 17 NBA championships and dozens of Hall of Famers. That means Jason Tatum and the rest of his Boston teammates have a little extra pressure to win it all.
The expectations are obviously different here. And, you know, it takes special players to be here and to be a part of an environment like that.
The Celtics made it to the finals 2 years ago, but Jaylen Brown and the rest of these Celtics haven't ended a team title drought that began after the 2008 finals.
To solidify, you know, the ultimate goal is to get over the hump and win. And I think that'll add a lot to our legacy. But as of right now, I mean, that story is still kind of untold.
I'm Dave Ferry.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.